Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And across from me today, as JP continues his daddy leave, it is the great Jake Volnick, a.k.a. Big Weech.
You forget my last name there for
no,
a second?
No, I didn't. I remembered as I was going to say it that Ken said earlier this week that he thinks you don't like the Big Weech nickname, and then that's where I was going to go after it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, we... There was a whole conversation I had with Ken.
Yeah.
Not a long one, but it was just between, because Ken's in here for the Browns preview show.
Yeah.
It was last week at this point. And he walked in and goes, "Do you like that nickname?" I go, "I'm kind of indifferent about it, right?" Mm-hmm. Like, I've always told you that. Mm-hmm. I've always told you it really, like, it's not like I'm in love with it, but it's not like I dislike it. It's just kind of, you gave it to me and it's here and it is what it is. And
so Ken editorialized it, is what I'm understanding.
Right? He's like, "If you say that, sounds like you don't like it."
Mm, okay. All right. Well, you are the big Norwegian.
Yeah.
And it should be noted.
Even though I'm not Norwegian,
yet,
to my knowledge.
That you know. Yes. What if I am better than 23andMe, which has now gone out of business? But what if I just am like Norwegian? Well, how weird would it be if I just had that ability to be like, you're about 12% Bosnian?
Yeah, wouldn't that be wild? What if you're just like, I'm like, oh, you know, I think I have a German blood. I know there's some Czech something in there. I think it's Czechoslovakian at this point.
That'd be weird if it was anything other than Czechoslovakian.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah.
And then you're just like, no, I think you're mostly Norwegian. I think that's actually the main thing. And I got a test and it was like, yeah, you're actually 85% Norwegian. That would be an impressive skill. I would probably just have you walk around with people on the street and be like, that person.
I mean, I'd be a great carnival barker. I will say, like, I know I am half Hungarian, because my mom is 100% Hungarian, grandparents fresh off the boat, and I know that I'm mostly Irish, but as they are from Southern Ohio, the exact classification is closer to mutt, but I do get to claim, because I've seen somebody in my family that is, you know, related to me. I've seen some of their 23andMe, and it said enough Irish that I can go, I'm basically half Irish, even though really what I mean is I'm basically half mutt. Now, I will tell you something that happened last night during the Guardians' latest win over the Tigers. They go for the sweep tonight. It's a bullpen game for Detroit. Would be nice to get this one over by the fifth inning. I've never been this confident, this relaxed as a Guardians fan, Cleveland fan, even in my life. I always wait to talk smack until the final inning. I do, or no, to the final out is recorded. Because I've just learned, right? Much like we've been on the opposite side of those Green Bay losses. Green Bay lost this weekend. We usually lose those games. And so being a Cleveland sports fan has told me, don't talk until they can't bring it back. Dwayne Rudd has taught me, do not talk until it's officially done and there's no penalty. I even love that part of the Packers game on Sunday where Nathan was waiting for verification of, what's that penalty on? It's on the Packers, we win! Like, that's how you are as a Cleveland fan. And last night, it was right before they added the final two runs, the insurance runs. I was like, okay, this game's over. I'm going to go to bed. I'm going to get some sleep tonight. Because I hadn't gotten sleep all week, and I was like, you know, I think this game's done. It was in the seventh inning. Like, you want to talk about how ridiculous this run has been and how thoroughly cooked the Tigers are, especially when they play the Guardians, is that I was like, okay, I guess we're just going to, that's we're going to go to bed here. And so as I was going upstairs, I noticed, oh, Hosey, more runs. Cool. 5-1. All right. And then I slept as well as I've slept all week. Because I just knew no matter how much time was left in the game was over, and it sure was.
Yeah, I mean, obviously I was on the air at that point and I was waiting to react to the game. But there, even early on, in a way that we haven't been able to be all season long, like in both of the games they just played against the Tigers, they go down first, right? And I know that the broadcast had flashed the graphic coming into this series. It was like, team that scores first when it's the Tigers, they were 60-20 on the year. When it was the Guardians, they were 59-20. Mm-hmm. So the key to the game was basically score first and you win. Both of the nights the Tigers have scored first, and even when they were down 2-0 on Tuesday, I was sitting there and I was like, there was a time this season where I would have been like, they're done.
Yeah.
Like down 2-0, you're entering the fifth or the sixth inning.
That was like 3 weeks ago, by the way, the time you're referring to.
Wasn't that long ago. But it was just like, the offense won't put up runs, they won't do it. Both those games, I sat there and I'm like, you just have a feeling that the comeback is just waiting here. Even if it wasn't Guardians win the game, just because it's 2-0 going into the sixth, where at one point it was so out of it, and you're like, that might be, you know, the thing that just puts this team down in the dumps and they're just going to swing away for the last four innings. It was like, no, this team's not even close to coming out of it, and I can't just turn off the TV because Guardians didn't score first. This one's over.
Yeah. Well, and to what you're saying, like, there have been so many times where you can, for the opposite, I have called games early. Mm-hmm. And again, occasionally they've surprised me, but it's just, and here's the other thing. It's just fun. Like, this has been just unbridled fun. And it has been. Like, what's funny is Tuesday's game was so much fun outside of the David Fry thing. It was so much fun that I just was so charged up. But like, I didn't fear losing last night. And by the way, even had they lost, I would have been like, okay, we'll get them again tonight. It's such a rarefied air to be in. And it's so funny because there's been so many different ways of defining the historic run for the Cleveland Guardians. And it starts with, the biggest lead erased in the division, right? And then it goes to, in these 21-22 games, you have given up like 30 runs or something like that. And the next closest team is like in the 70s or 80s, right? So there are so many, the starting pitching, the bullpen, the timely hitting, the three hits that you got in the sixth inning of the first game of this series. There are so many different ways where it's just like, oh, you just have to sit back and enjoy one of the all-time greatest heaters. And the whole will the pitching regress thing, fair conversation. Probably at some point, but I don't know. Hey, can this translate into postseason? I think so, but I don't know. All those conversations, and by the way, that we have to start having now because we haven't had them for the three previous weeks because none of this was real until a week ago. We were all just playing with house money until a week ago. Now we get to have them, and we don't have to do the paralysis by overanalysis thing because it's just good vibes every night. Like, you don't get this. Like, this exact confluence of events has never happened before, and it will never happen again. And I think people in this town know enough about baseball and how all of these seasons, good and bad, have gone over the last 30 years since 1994 when they moved into that building. Don't question it, right? Yeah, there's a conversation for another day. Today, just enjoy the vibes. Just enjoy what is so historic and so outlandish. And then if they don't win the World Series, I'll worry about that when they don't win the World Series. Or if they do win the World Series, it'd be the funniest team that possibly could win a World Series in Indians history.
Yeah, I mean, I was even just taking calls throughout the past two nights. I did get the vibe, by the way, that a majority of the fan base, like probably 90.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
95% of our callers were much so on the same track that you're on, where it's let's not focus on the things ahead. Like, this is an incredible run. Let's focus on the run. I mean, we had, as wild as it is, a father and a son call in completely separate of each other, went to the game together, got in their separate cars, drove away, didn't know they were on the line at the same time. Both of them were like, this is generational. Like, this is things that will set this team up, that you will be talking about it for generations, that will make Guardians fans right now that, you know, you were on the fence. It was like, you watch the season. Do I really want to be a Guardians fan? These are the things that make you a lifelong fan of this team.
So this came up in the pre-show meeting, and I am genuinely curious where you land on it. I know it's been described as Detroit hate week. That's a little forced, but it is a fun week because you've got the second three-game series with the Tigers. This one's at home, which helps in 2 weeks' time, and then we kind of buttress that at the end of the week with the Lions game. So does the Guardians-Tigers divisional race add more juice to this Lions game?
The answer for me is undoubtedly yes, but it almost makes me feel like a bad person.
Why is that?
Because I'm like, the only reason why it adds more juice to it is because I basically want to kick Detroit fans while they're down. And I'm like, it makes me feel like a bad person. You know, the Lions are projected way higher than the Browns are ever going to be this season, are probably going to be more successful than the Browns will be. Have been in the past, I don't know, you could probably go back to 99. The Lions might be more successful this year than they have ever been. But it's just like, I see you down, and I'm watching this play out, and I'm watching the collapse on social media of Tigers fans, and I'm like, those are also Lions fans, and I think it'd be really funny, and it'd be a lot of fun if I could just throw one more kick your way.
If this was somehow like a Detroit Pistons playoff series, I know that's not how things line up, but if it was like Cavs Pistons in the Eastern Conference Finals while you're getting ready to go to the playoffs and trumping the Tigers on the way, it would be for me. It would be. It would add so much more juice because those are the two places where there is real historical heat between the two organizations. There's an element of this, though, that I'm like, there's nothing the Browns can or can't do on Sunday that will ruin this for me. Like, I'm going to tell you right now, my buddy Jim Costa was on Tuesday. He texted me as Scooble was falling apart, and he said, I'm not having fun right now. And I was like, that's funny because I am enjoying every second of it. He did not return my text, by the way, nor has he texted me since that moment because I gloated just enough. But like, I guarantee you, if the Lions put boots to your asses on Sunday the way that they did to the Ravens on Monday, I guarantee you he's going to send a text of who's laughing now. And I'll be like, I still am. Yeah, because you're supposed to beat the Cleveland Browns, and quite frankly, for 140 games, you were supposed to beat the Cleveland Guardians and didn't happen. Like, to me, it's just, it's added value, but I'm not more excited for this Lions game because I still compartmentalize Lions fandom and Tigers fandom, even though we know they're the same people.
Yeah, maybe that's where I feel like I'm a bad person, though, because I'm in a place where it's like, okay, I'm with you, right? Like, it's not going to ruin the Guardians, anything Guardians-wise for me if the Browns go out to lose. The expectation is that the Browns go out and lose against the Lions. But it would be the same thing. The same way that actually you brought up the Cavs and the Pistons, if they played each other in the playoffs, it'd be another moment for me. I'd be like, okay, well, I did it to the Tigers. I managed to do it to the Lions, even though I'm sure season-wise they'll have the last laugh. If I can do it to the Pistons in the playoffs too, that's like the cherry on top. It's the fun of almost watching a fan base collapse because, like, you feel bad for him in a very slight way where it's like, yeah, I get where you're coming from, but also I've been in that moment so many times and I've been kicked while I'm down that it's actually kind of fun to do it to somebody else.
Maybe this is the way I think about it. If Jim is able to text me on Sunday, how about those Browns, whatever, my response is going to be, you know, this doesn't offset what happened this week, right? Or over these last month. Because this is one day, and that was one month of slowly stalking you like Michael Myers in Halloween, and you could not get away. No matter how fast you ran, no matter which direction you ran, you had a steak knife in your hand at one point, and that son of a gun still turned it around on you at some point. 216-474-0092. We got quick hits coming up at 2:40 today. We got John Fanta. The man's got a huge game this weekend for NBC and for the NFL on NBC. We'll get his take on this Guardians run. He's feeling himself. That didn't sound right, but he's really feeling great about himself is what I was trying to say. Pete Futek coming up at 4:20. We'll talk about Ohio State, Washington. My, how that line has shifted. And Cash Lovett, speaking of the line, we'll talk about the Browns and Lions. We'll get a couple more things. Cash joins us at 6:30 every single Thursday as we get you ready for the weekend in football. But 216-474-0092. At Nick Wilson says, at Volnick Jake on Twitter, social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Does Guardians Tigers, does this divisional race add more juice to this Lions game on Sunday? And the stone cold truth about the Browns and Lions coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.